Oh yeah, I love I love Dan Campbell's attitude. I mean, he's a younger coach, has just retired not that long ago, but he brought that raw, unfiltered, player presence. That
doesn't he kind of remind you of like a Mike Ditka or a Bill Cowher?
I mean, I would say probably a Bill Cowher.
That's what I was kind of thinking, like that Bill Cowher type, like that Bill Cowher type presence.
Yeah, yeah, I'd go with that.
Now I don't know if Bill Cowher ever like played in the NFL or anything like that. I know he played college. But
yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
But like, I don't know. Maybe I should have even thrown in Mike Ditka, because the more I think about it, he has that whole Bill Cowher type thing. And folks, that's not a bad thing. Look, Bill Cowher was part of one of the greatest franchises in NFL history, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I mean, he was their head coach, and so he was ready to retire. And I mean, I don't know how many losing seasons he had, but it wasn't many. And if I'm not mistaken, he won what, Debo, won 2 Super Bowls, something like that.
Yeah, I think one.
Okay, yeah. The guy's a Super Bowl winning head coach.
You're talking about cheer music, right?
What's that?
I see you talking about
I'm talking about Cowher.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Chin music. You know, you got chin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sweet chin music.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I think for the most part, it's pretty, pretty decent. So, Campbell's done an excellent job with that group, and I think they've won 7 or 8 straight, after starting the season the way they did. And they did it on the offense has been one of the top offenses in the league now for a while. And you just got to got to see what's up. Obviously, last week was, season week for some teams, and this week is a real thing. So, I know you was one of them J.J. Watt dudes. Yeah, I wish he had, left and got him a ring and stuff like that. But, be honest with you, I don't think, what, for what his career has done, that guy, what is 2-3 times defensive player of the year, and overall, he just, he's been great all his career, and helped transform that position to what we see today. and it just
wasn't,
you know, good dude.
To me, he's our first ballot Hall of Famer. And yeah, what I was saying in the chat group, there was a part of me that was actually kind of serious, but I mean we all knew that that the Cardinals were not going to release him,
so yeah, they weren't doing that.
So he could go and chase the ring. Okay, I knew that. It would have just been nice to see. Yes, I am a J.J. Watt guy. The guy is a stand-up individual. And not only on the field, but off the field. I mean, you can go back and you can read some of the stories about what he did, what he's done off the field. Stand-up guy, probably one of my favorite players on the defensive side of the ball since he came into the league. Just a stand-up guy. My opinion, first ballot Hall of Famer. There is no debate in my mind. That is how good he was. The man carried that Houston Texan defense on his shoulders for a while until he got help there. And did great for the Cardinals too. And one of the things that I am happy about is that it seems like he is going to be able to leave the game without really any long sustainable injuries and everything. It looks like he's in pretty good health and everything. J.J. Watt, one of my favorite players on the defense in the NFL today. Great career. We'll see you. We'll definitely see him in getting enshrined into Canton, probably his first year of eligibility, which I am not entirely sure when that is. I think they have to wait 7 or 8 years. So, what, 2029, 2030, yeah, something like that? We'll be seeing him enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Oh boy. Yep. So, other than that, last week, not really a whole much going on as far as matchups and everything like that. But this week, let's see. I don't know why. Yeah, so I think this week, this is a wild card week, so we got a few good games here. I'm going to just say a few because you never know. But the first matchup Saturday would be Seattle-San Fran. And then second matchup Saturday would be Los Angeles-Jacksonville-William. What's your thought on these two matchups?
Okay. First and foremost, I am really looking forward to that San Francisco-Seattle matchup. That is probably going to be one of the better matchups of the weekend. The Los Angeles and Jacksonville game. I am going to say, I'm going to say that I'm going with the Chargers, but look, if Jacksonville did pull it out and win, I wouldn't be surprised. The transformation the Jacksonville Jaguars have had in just one season kind of solidified my comment that I made last year when Urban Meyer was there, that the team reflects the coaching. And last year, Jacksonville, they didn't look good. They didn't look good at all. But then, you know, like I said, I was kind of shocked because I was looking at their roster.
Yeah.
I was like, man, they should be better than this. And then, you know, so if they're this good, and I don't mean just on paper, I mean just by watching each individual guy and everything, then if they're this good, then where is the problem at? And it was the coaching. And Doug Peterson proved that. Much like what I said about Dan Campbell in Detroit, I will say about Doug Peterson in Jacksonville, that is the right fit for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Doug Peterson, I mean, came from a Philadelphia Eagle Super Bowl winning team, I believe. He was there when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and here he is now. Matter of fact, I want to say he was the head coach of the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl, but I don't know. I'm going to have to go look that up. But Doug Peterson in Jacksonville, it works. I cannot see, as of right now, I mean, unless something drastic happens, I could see Doug Peterson in Jacksonville for a very long time.
Yeah. So, my opinion on these games is one is going to win and the other one is going to lose. Now, let me stop.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so, you know, obviously you got the playoff games on Saturday. We talked about it. You know, Sunday, obviously, you know, still big games. I mean, this is the playoffs, so it's the best, you know, the best of the group that's in. So, Sunday, you know, regular football, 1 o'clock, 4:30, 8:15. Oh, they got a Sunday night game two. Yep. Cincinnati, Baltimore. Okay, but it's still a weekend, so I could deal with that a little bit more. Yeah, so you got Miami, Buffalo at 1, New York, Minnesota at 4:30. And then, 8:15, you got Baltimore. So, Baltimore, Cincinnati, which that should be a good game. I know, you know, the war is the war or whatnot, but that should be a good game. And then you have the Monday night game, obviously, that we talked about. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's Monday night game. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Man, I've already said all I
all
I need to say on that game. Man.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, again, we will see. I'm not saying anything. I mean, you know, you start over in the playoffs, everything is 0-0, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I'm looking for the Giants to upset the Vikes at home. That's going to be my upset.
No. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah, you know why?
No, sir.
Because the Vikings are
there. Why?
Because they're Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know which Vikings team you're going to get. You ever seen you ever seen a team win 12, 13 games in this league and they plus minus was minus like a lot? You know, you realize the Minnesota Vikings are probably one of the worst 12-win teams that we've probably ever seen in a long time.
But exactly how bad can they be if they won 12 games?
Well, look at their division. I mean, Bears won 13 games. Packers came on late, but that was after they played the Vikings. Detroit Lions, you know, they came on late in the season. But they're minus three. It was a lot more than this, actually. It was, but they're minus three on the season. They got 13 wins. Most teams that are minus don't have 13 wins because those turnovers are factored in. But apparently, you know, they defy the odds this season. Thank Green Bay for, you know, getting off to a slow start. And, you know, Detroit is, you know, Detroit. So, we'll see, man.
Well, no, I adamantly disagree with you on that, and I'll tell you why. Minnesota has a better receiving core than what the Giants do.
Oh, they probably. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. But
plain, pure, and simple. Cousins has a lot more weapons to work with than Daniel Jones does. And now look, Daniel Jones is not a bad quarterback. I like the kid.
No, he's not.
But Cousins is just a little bit better. Now, you talk about Jekyll and Hyde. Same way with Kirk Cousins. You don't really know what Kirk Cousins you're going to get. Because I just sat here a couple weeks ago and watched Kirk Cousins drop an egg. I can't even remember what team it was, but he didn't even pass for 200 yards, I don't think. But then there have been other games where he's literally lit it up. And, I mean, he is winning games. Now, this is what I'm going to say about Kirk Cousins. You get into the playoffs, that's great. Now you need to start winning more than one playoff game. Because here's the thing. Eventually, they're going to expect you to get to the NFC Championship and then to the Super Bowl. Look, Kirk Cousins does not have really any really a lot of excuses.
Yeah.
And all that. Now, whatever happens on the defensive side of the ball, like me and you have said, that's not really on him. He don't play defense. But as far as offense and everything like that goes, he's doing his thing, but eventually he's going to have to get to the big one, Debo. And is this the year that he does it? Maybe, possibly. I do think that two teams that if he does play them, I do think that he'll have problems with them, and that's Philadelphia or Tampa. And now you're going to say, well, why Tampa? I don't know what it is. I don't. But it seems like every time Tampa plays Kirk Cousins, we always seem to have his number. And I've never quite figured that out. I really haven't. And this goes all the way back to when he was playing with the Redskins. And yes, I said the Redskins because he did not play for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
He played for the Washington Redskins. And I don't know what it is, but Tampa always seems to have his number. And Philadelphia, that team there. They lost a couple games here or there in the regular season.
Look,
I don't want to be playing them in the playoffs. Even though if we beat Dallas this weekend, we'll have to play them in the playoffs.
Yeah, you won't have no choice. There's only four teams left.
Yeah. Yeah. So, No. Disagree with you, Debo. Minnesota beats the Giants this weekend.
Yeah, that's not happening. We'll see. We'll see. I like the Giants. I like what they've been doing all season long. And I think that they're going to put one together and just see what happens. We will see what happens. But I think the Lions got enough grit that they could, you know, actually pull this thing off. Yep. So, yeah, that'll be that, man. I think, at the end of the day, you got to do the jobs. And give your team the best chance to win that you can get. So it is about 11, and I know we normally go a little bit longer tonight, but I really want to try to keep these segments to an hour. So, and I want to try to,
for sure,
not extend the it'll come to me, but, keep the breaks simple, keep the breaks, the way they added it, it just helps for the editing process, we'll make it, help make things a little bit easier. So, with that being said, as always, Mr. William Grace, we appreciate my man coming on the air, with us.
For sure.
Every week. Boss Hogg, he's a little edgy. His Washington Commanders team was knocked out. He feel like, they had a good team. I don't understand how you're in the same, semantics, right? Semantics. So we'll see, how well that goes for him. And we will, you know, obviously be here next week. And Sunday night, we'll be live Sunday night. Because, I mean, playoffs, you know, it's going to be some, I'm sure we'll end up having an event about something that happened during the course of the game that's going to kind of throw the game for a loop. So, that's just the way playoff, you know, football go. Nothing's really etched, you know, in stone. So, we just kind of go with the flow. But, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I always appreciate you tuning in, joining myself, Mr. William Graves, Mr. Nicholas Lane, Rat Pat Sports Show NBA Insider, left field correspondent Carson Cook, Sean Naylor, Boss Hog. You know, you guys know him. He's just been, you know, MIA for a little bit, but, you know, he's still around. He's just not that, you know. We told him the only way he can come back on the show is he got to pay this stack of fines, and my man is refusing. So there's a stand down, folks. We're going to do a training camp style stand down. Athlete just disappears and not don't show back up until, you know, Christmas. That's how we're going to go with Boss Hawk. But, you know, he'll be back. My man's just busy, you know, getting some stuff ready, you know, getting ready to, you know, do it big. So, with that being said, we're going to get out of here for this week. If your team is playing Saturday or Sunday, good luck. If they're not, hey, just find a team and root for them, man. The best way to watch is no strings attached. You don't have a dog in the fight, so you're just watching football. You're just watching to see about a good, you know, game. So at the end of the day, it's about doing little things, you know, that matter at the end of the day. So, got anything, my man? Will you?
No, sir. Just thank the listeners for listening, and yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah, and remember, at the end of the day, we gotta, you know, do a good work order. So, let's get on out of here, man, because it is getting late, and what I don't want to do is, you know, overlap segments to where I can't cut it the way I want. So, again, you know, AEW was on. You know, we talked a bunch about the status of the sale. Is it sold? Is it not? We'll see. But I'm out of here, man. So appreciate y'all tuning in. Just head over to Podbean, and you can find all our podcasts over at over on Podbean, and you can also find us on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app, and we'll see you for the next one. This is Rat Pack Sports Show signing out for tonight. We'll see you guys on Sunday. We out of here, man. Peace.